Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And I'm being joined by you, everybody listening all across North America. Me? Yeah, I'm in the Rocket Mortgage Studios. But I decided to take the studios with me. The Media for the Movement tour continues on, talking to students all across North America about the power of sports, how you can be inclusive through sports, from athletics to health. And it's amazing. It is an amazing situation. It's an amazing tour that I'm doing with Special Olympics. And thank you oh so much. Thank you to my friends at Experian for loving and supporting the idea of inclusion. And so last week I was at Tulane having a great time with my friends in New Orleans, Louisiana. Shout outs to my main man, Shadell. My main man, Shadell, held me down all week. Yeah, if you know Shadell, tell him JR is talking about him on the radio. Thank you, Shadell. Hey, thank you, Kara, as well. Professor Kara holding it down at Tulane, and Professor Gleckler. Shout outs to my friends at Tulane. Thank you all so much to my friends here at North Carolina State. I've had an amazing time. My main man, he helped hook me up in the studio here. He's the man. Shout outs to my guy, Rob. Amazing situation. Shout outs to Catherine, helping to put this situation together. Thank you, Catherine. And I think I have to see where she is. There's an amazing professor here as well. Not even a professor, a great, amazing human being. I don't know where she is. I'm going to see if we can get her on air. She actually has a prior relationship with Mr. Russell Wilson, who you might remember.
Unlimited.
Yeah, that guy, Mr. Unlimited. He's unlimited hurt right now. Every body part, his hamstring, his shoulder. I want to see where Miss Mindy is at, see if we can get Miss Mindy on the air. So thank you so much to everyone here at North Carolina State. Miss Mindy and Catherine putting things together. Rob for helping me out here in the studio. But that's beautiful. That's a nice thing. And the students, obviously, who were very receptive to everything we discussed tonight. The bad news is the loss. And hold on. She's hey, Miss Mindy, you want to come on air in a little bit? You want to be on CBS Sports Radio? We're going to get you on in a few minutes, okay? I'm going to play some audio clips. Miss Mindy's in the building, in the studio with me, which I enjoy.
Let's go Broncos. Let's ride.
Yeah, the Broncos, they need to ride, and they're riding awful right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're just tuning in, if you're just learning what's going on tonight, it's another loss. The Denver Broncos, they go down to the Chargers. The final score, 19-16. And what happens? The Chargers kick a field goal in overtime. It's a tale of two halves for the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson, actually, I guess you could say he started off hot, on fire. 12 of 17 passes, a touchdown in the first half. In the second half in overtime, he only completed 3 of 11 passes for 15 yards. We found out that Russell Wilson, he suffered a hamstring injury. He came into this game with a shoulder injury. At the end of the game, with the Broncos getting the ball back and an opportunity to go out there and score, they muff the punt. They put the Chargers in a perfect position to ultimately kick a field goal, and that was all she wrote. I want you to take a listen to this. It's courtesy of the Chargers Radio Network. This is the muffed punt.
And this is a big kick from Scott. Fair catch signaled for, and it's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. Ball is on the ground waiting for a signal as they pull bodies off. It's Charger football.
Yeah, bad. Montrell Washington of the Broncos, the ball was coming his way. His own guy was in front of him. Denver safety P.J. Locke, he was supposed to be blocking for him. Montrell is out here saying, hey, listen, I don't want the ball. Fair catch, fair catch. P.J. Locke, he didn't hear Washington. He bumped into him. You know who ended up with the ball? The Chargers. You just heard what happened. They get the ball back in their own territory. They run a couple of plays, and then ultimately here again on the Chargers radio network, they go to kick the ball for a win.
All right, here we go from the left hash. 29-yarder for the win, Dustin Hopkins. Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good! Chargers win!
That's all she wrote. Their kicker, Dustin Hopkins. This man blew out his leg earlier in the game. That was his fourth field goal. He was running around with a heating pack on his leg the whole game. He kicks the field goal. His teammates had to pick him up off the ground. Sad situation. Denver falls to 2-4. The Chargers, they improve their record to 4-2. The Denver Broncos, it's a tale of two teams. The defense is good. The offense is bad. Russell Wilson is hurt. Star running back Javonte Williams, hurt. Offensive line, bad. Wide receivers, not stepping up. Rookie head coach, not doing anything. Nathaniel Hackett afterwards, he said he is disappointed in himself and the team.
I mean, this is very disappointing. We need to have a lot more urgency across the board. Starts with me as a coach, going to all the other coaches, and then to the players. Players need to be, just more urgent. We had some opportunities there, and we got to execute at a higher level. We got to come up with some better plays.
We need to come up with some better plays. Well, what about the 151 yards in penalties? What about that? Just going backwards the whole game. This is what Nathaniel Hackett had to say about that.
I'm going to have to go back and look at those and see where they came from, how they happened, and how we can hopefully prevent more of those. We've been harping on that quite a bit. I think both teams had a lot of penalties in this game. I think last I heard, I think we had 10. I don't know if they had 10 or 9 or something like that. But again, we just got to play cleaner football across the board.
Okay. Cleaner football, I have the numbers right in front of me. It was about 90 of those 150 yards was just pass interference. Broncos aren't turning this around. And look, the New York Jets and the Giants are just the two New York teams. It's like they're on a magic carpet ride right now. The New York Jets are next on the schedule for the Broncos. Let me tell you something. If the Denver Broncos fall to 2-5 against the New York Jets, I'm going to fall out my chair and laugh. I already tweeted and shared this on social media. It's like everyone in Seattle right now, they are enjoying the failures of Russell Wilson. And he's hurt. He's busted up. It's not all that great right now. Russell Wilson, speaking after the game, he says something we already know. The Chargers are a good team, but we should have hung in there with them.
It's a good football team out there, but we're just as good, if not better, and we feel like, and we got to answer the call. You know, it's adversity is challenging us right now, but the only way I know through it all is just continue to work hard.
Okay, yeah, just hard work. It's like Mayweather says, hard work, dedication. Okay,
adversity is challenging us right now.
Yeah, it is. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls. And then we're going to have a conversation with someone who I'm here at NC State. We're going to talk with someone who is an absolutely amazing human being and someone who has had a relationship with Mr. Wilson. But before we do that, let's go to Nick, calling up from Reno, Nevada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you doing, JR?
Amazing.
All right. So, I look at the game tonight and their defense is lights out. They've got some weapons on offense. So there's more going on in all this. And I want to take a deeper dive. If you look at when Russ was in Seattle 2 years ago, he had a subpar year. And last year, he didn't play well at all in Seattle. And everybody blamed Pete Carroll. So I think I see a downward trend.
Well, Russell Wilson, not to his credit, the man was also hurt last year. He was on a bad team. That was first. He actually had to miss games for the first time really extensively in his career, had a busted up hand, and they pretty much went to the toilet by the time the end of the season came.
Yeah, but look at Seattle now. They're doing just fine. And
so
Russell Wilson hasn't played well since 2019, if you look at it.
So what you're going to do
this year?
You're going to take the team has gotten worse since then. Let me ask you this question. It's a very simple one.
Okay.
All things considered, would you rather have Geno Smith as your starting quarterback on any NFL franchise, or would you prefer to have Russell Wilson?
Right now?
No, I'm just saying, as an overall, if Russell Wilson and Geno Smith are in a room right now, today, period, flat period, and you needed to have one of these quarterbacks for your team to potentially win a championship, who would you select?
I would go with Russell Wilson, but my point is it's not just this year, JR. He hasn't played well in the last 3 years. And
I'm not.
And the head coaches, the offensive coordinators, eventually it's pointing towards him.
I'm not prepared to say that he hasn't played well for the past 3 years. I don't think
look at the numbers.
You can go ahead and look at the numbers, and there's a reason why the numbers aren't what they were a few years ago. They've wanted to tone down on the amount of pass attempts. This is something that's very, very clear, okay? In the case of Russell Wilson, I don't know if you paid attention or whether you've heard about it or not. Pete Carroll wants to run the football, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they've had success in throwing the football, they can have a bad game, and Pete Carroll wants to run the football. I'm not going to look at a quarterback who has a touchdown-to-interception ratio at 25-6 and say that he's someone who's gotten worse. In 2020, he threw for 40 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. 2020. You're telling me he got worse? Where's that bad?
Well, 2021, I mean, you're trending down.
No, Nick. This thing called usage, right? Mm-hmm. I can look at any number, and I can look at usage, and I can scale it up to say, you know what? Based on what he did do, if he had an opportunity to do more, those numbers would be accurate. If I can look at ratio, someone who probably has the best touchdown to INT ratio ever is some guy named, I don't know, is Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers throws for 40 touchdowns and 2 interceptions 1 year, and the next year he only goes 30 for 1, I'm not going to say he's trending downward. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to completely bury Russell Wilson. Look, there are a lot of people, and thank you, Nick, for calling from Reno. There are a lot of people who feel strongly that he's not the same player. And he's not. Okay? I'm not going to argue that. He's not running around as much. He's not venturing outside the pocket as much as he did when he was younger. He's not younger. Okay? But I'm not going to call the guy washed. I'm not going to pinpoint him as the problem. If you do enough research, there were enough people who looked at this man and said, oh, yeah, he needs to throw the ball. Oh, no, we need to run the ball. He's not the biggest problem. What are we going to do? Say the Denver Broncos are going to suck for the next 7 years because they got Russell Wilson? That's not fair. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, JR, I'm with you. I'm going to slow down from piling on Russell Wilson. Yeah, you know, it's Coach Hackett's job and the rest of the coaches to put these players in a position to win. And there's a lot of consistencies with the team this year. They came into the season with 106-yard penalties. This is their third game with over 100 yards penalties. This is their third game. They've only scored 16 points, and the team's only averaging 15 points a game. This is their third game. They've only scored 3 points in the second half, and this team is only averaging 5.6 points in the second half of these ball games. You are not going to win football games this era scoring 5.6 points a game in the second half of ball games.
You ain't going to win a damn thing if you're going backwards a field and a half, too. That's not happening either, you know?
No, and this has been a consistency since game one with Seattle. And this is not getting a whole lot better for Coach Hackett. And he's an offensive coordinator. He should be, now he's talking about coming with better plays. You know it's not looking good for him.
No, it's not. It's not.
Have a good night, JR.
Thank you, Sean. We know coaches are typically first in line. And by the way, I must share this with you if you're not familiar. The Broncos have three more nationally televised games on their schedule. And so if you haven't enjoyed the lack of offense in Denver by the Broncos, get used to more of it. Unless some of these games pretty much get flexed just out of prime time. It's bad right now. Aaron is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what up, JR?
What's on your mind, please?
What's up, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller. A lot of these dudes from there's one person that called from Pittsburgh earlier. Didn't hear a word he said, just talking just nonsense most the entire time. I was going to tell you,
yes.
Steelers fan, but I grew up a Patriots fan from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I was kind of happy to see, but I was happy to see the Steelers win that game the other day. And I was just going to ask you, what do you think the future of the Steelers is with Kenny Pickett and Mike Tomlin and the whole situation going on out there?
I have no idea. When Kenny Pickett comes out of concussion protocol and he's good to play, they're going to play. They're going to see what he has. If he doesn't have it, then they're going to move on. If they think he's the future, they're going to keep him. Obviously, the Denver Broncos are in a period of transition, just like every team that loses a Hall of Fame quarterback. They're no different. Seattle, I don't know for what you think he's worth. Russell Wilson is gone, and they're moving on with Geno Smith. Geno's doing good, and I have to give him credit. Is he going to be able to last the entire season like this? I'm not prepared to say so, but I think they'll be okay. It's not easy. In the NFL, you're either winning and competing, or you're in the process of rebuilding, or you are considering a rebuild. Derek is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I'm a big fan, man.
Thank you.
I want to say real quick, I want to give a shout-out to our Padres, because they are on prime time, and this city is just erupting. It is just amazing. But so the Chargers, that was not a very attractive game. I've been a fan my entire life. My question is J.C. Jackson. I've seen him targeted more in these last couple weeks than, like, anybody else. And I think in the beginning of the game, he's the one who gave up that big pass. And then he was supposed to be covering the tight end who went in for a touchdown. So,
okay.
I mean, are we going to see our money back on him or what?
I don't know, man. This is something that we've heard about even when he was a member of the Patriots. He wasn't someone who's highly heralded. You can go and look up the reasons as to why. Knowing that he's no longer in New England was not going to pay him the big bucks. He's basically been an interception machine since he really got full playing time in New England. Now that he's out of Belichick's system, it's like, hey, what are we going to see? What are we going to get? Is he going to wake up and end up with 10 interceptions on the season now at this point? No, it's unlikely. So I don't have that answer for you. I always thought there was a concern that he was not going to be the same player that he was out when he played.
Well, I mean, I sure hope that he picks it up, because if we have a Bosa who is coming back, then we have a solid team again, man. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Derek, for calling from San Diego. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, sure. Monday Night Football, it is a wrap. The Broncos, they fall to the Chargers. The final score, 19-16. A lot of conversation, a lot of talk about Russell Wilson, what he has left in the tank, how hurt he is. Whose fault is it? It's not all his fault. Relax, chill out. He's busted up, he's hurt. He has certainly contributed to the situation. He's coming over into a new situation. I didn't expect it to be all roses all the way through. Give him a break. Coach stinks. He's hurt. Offensive line garbage. Wide receivers not living up to what they need to do. Defense spectacular. No discipline. 151 yards in penalties tonight for the Denver Broncos. Not an exaggeration. This is statistically speaking. The Broncos have the worst offense right now in the NFL. And oddly enough, they have one of the best defenses. Wild situation. The quarterback, we know, Russell Wilson got things started at North Carolina State before he went on and played at Wisconsin. Me, right now, I'm on the campus. I'm in one of the studios for North Carolina State. I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the media for the movement tour. And ironically, I'm sitting right next to someone in the studio who at one point in time knows or knew Russell when he was small. I'm also with someone who's very involved in sports and athletics here at the university and elsewhere. She is someone who allowed this tour and this stop to even happen here at North Carolina State, where we've partnered up, or gotten together, I should say, with Special Olympics to talk about inclusivity and using sports for good. And so I want to introduce the world, the country, to Miss Mindy. So for everybody here, calls her Miss Mindy. I've hung out with her this afternoon today. She is absolutely amazing. I understand why she is loved and beloved by everyone here. Miss Mindy, I'm going to allow you to just introduce yourself and tell people what you do here on campus at North Carolina State. Go on ahead.
Yes, sir, JR. Thanks for having me, and thank you for the gifts that you gave to our students today. I'm privileged to be a faculty member here at NC State and an academic advisor in the Department of Communication. I teach public speaking to a lot of engineers and other students, and I also have the privilege of teaching a class in nonprofit leadership and development, where I gotta brag a little. Our students over the past 10 years alone have raised $3.5 million for at least 27 different local nonprofits, and I'm very proud of the work that they've done.
Awesome here. Big deal, big things for North Carolina State. You also have an awesome background in sports and athletics. Go ahead and drop that knowledge.
Oh, golly. When I was working at Old Dominion University, I've always been a sports fan. I grew up a Steelers baby. But when I was working at Old Dominion University, I was an academic advisor for all of our student athletes there, and have seen some go on to do great things in the Olympics and in professional sports. But I've also seen the world changed by the work that they did for themselves, for the school, for each other, and for the community. Great folks.
Miss Mindy here from North Carolina State, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We've been doing a lot of talking about Mr. Russell Wilson, okay? People aren't necessarily high on him as a football player right now. My understanding is you saw, knew, met, interacted, watched, seen this man from when he was very, very little, no?
Yes, I got to babysit Russell Wilson by some strange, far stretch of the imagination. His grandfather was president at Norfolk State University in the city of Norfolk, right where Old Dominion was, and his grandmother was my supervisor. So on occasion, they'd have events at the president's home and need some help, and I occasionally would have the privilege of babysitting a cute little guy, the grandson of the Wilsons, who happened to become a professional football player and a student here at NC State University.
And everything you hear about him, or I've heard about him up until that point, is positive. There's no reason to say, man, he wasn't a cool dude, even at that point, no?
No, he was a cool dude. He was a cool, even though he was dating a young woman from the blue school down the road, he had a lot of respect from his fellow students. He was an excellent student here and a role model, and just a nice guy, just a really genuinely good human being, and got a lot of the guys involved in community and really did a good job of leading the group, and I really felt that he had grown into a wonderful young man.
Miss Mindy here, North Carolina State, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You know, I've taken my tour all across the country, 25 schools last year, was just in Tulane a few days ago, right here at NC State now. I got to tell you, the love that you receive here on the campus from everybody is unparalleled and unmatched by any school I've been to so far. I want to say thank you publicly to you for allowing me to come here and talk about this message of inclusivity and utilizing sport for good. And it's amazing. You go into your office and you see all the gifts that you have just from the students about how much you are loved. What does it mean to you to be here at NC State?
Honestly, I would not be alive today had I not come to NC State when I did. I had a great job, a great life in Norfolk, but the month after I got here, I was diagnosed with cancer, and literally the university community wrapped their arms around me. The healthcare community wrapped their arms around me. I was getting treatment with Kay Yao at the same time for our breast cancer. Just amazing people who lifted up my spirits, my soul, made sure I got to my treatments, I got fed, I got to keep teaching, I got to keep working, and I'm alive today and trying to give back as much as I can. I'll never be able to repay everybody here, from students to faculty to staff and the community, but this is a place that I felt at home because there's a lot of love here, so I'm glad you felt it too, and we're really honored to have you taking the Special Olympics message, bringing them to our class and our students, and living by what values you have and sharing those with us. So thank you for the blessing of you being here.
And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you, Miss Mindy, joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You guys will see the photos. You will see the pictures of everything that we have done. And, yeah, Russell Wilson, good guy. He's just a broken individual right now. I said it. It's okay. He needs a little bit of help.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time flies when you're having fun. Unless you're a loser. Tonight, Denver Broncos, they lose to the Chargers, and final score 19-16. We're all waiting on offense. It's going to take a while. And get used to not seeing offense. I hope not. The Denver Broncos have three more nationally televised games. So we got a bunch of people, a lot of different opinions. They want to get on air. I want to thank Miss Mindy again from North Carolina State for allowing me to be here and just pretty much share the Media for the Movement tour. And then tomorrow will be absolutely amazing. We're going to have a conversation with Brian Henry. He's a Special Olympics athlete and a messenger here based in Raleigh. And I want to share that conversation with you. He has some amazing reasons as to why you should probably take a look at Special Olympics, whether you want to be a coach, whether you want to be great in the community, whether you want to just be involved in something great for yourself. Okay, there's so much to do. Let's get some people on the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You want to talk to me? You want to hit me up? You can do it. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Let's go to Ezra. He's calling up from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief. What's up, Ez?
Hey, what's going on, JR? I got to say, man, you and Shep, y'all the Batman and Robin of sports talk radio. I love you guys. And I'm going to tell you, Miss Mindy, I hope she's listening. She's part of Steeler Nation. I'm a citizen of Steeler Nation. And her beating cancer is better than the Steeler Super Bowl.
Oh.
I'm going to go on record on that. Anybody that knows me will be...
I will let Miss Mindy know. She's here, yeah, but I will let her know. Go ahead.
Man, that's great. But I'm going to tell you, man, I think as NFL fans, if we look at the backup quarterback, it's the coach. It's the coach. The fact that Russell Wilson left Pete Carroll, now that Sean Payton is out of the loop, top five coaches in the league, Pete Carroll's in there now. He's not off the bench as a sixth man. And the fact that Russell Wilson left to go to a new rookie coach, it's like you getting out of a – it's like Russell Wilson left a Corvette Stingray of the 60s or whatever and got in a Kia. You know, it's just one of those situations where, like, Russ, I would have told you if I was your brother, your uncle, your cousin, your wifey, if I was Sierra, I would have told you, nah, stay with Pete. Because obviously coaching is the backup quarterback. Look what Mike Tomlin did this past week. You know I'm going to bring that up. Look what Mike Tomlin did. Look what Bill Belichick is doing in New England. Coaching is the backup quarterback.
Well, we do know, let me put it this way. You know they make some nice Kias now, right? You seen them new Kias? They nice.
Yeah, man, I got a K5.
Yeah, them kids are nice. I get it. And but Ezra, you bring up an amazing point. And I appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. I wanna dig a little bit deeper. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
My man, Pete.
All right, thank you, Ez. Listen, there's no denying that. Is this why Pete Carroll wanted to run the ball? Is this why? We had some people. You either on one side or the other. And we're going to find out, I don't even want to say this year. I want to give it until next year before I want to make some hardcore argument as to where Russell Wilson stands as a player. Was Pete Carroll right? Does he need to be reined in? Did he need to be harnessed? Did he need to hand the ball off to a running back? Was he a little bit too reckless with the ball? Was it the formula for success? We'll see. Beck is calling from everywhere. Hey, Beck, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Where are you calling from, Beck?
Hey, thank you again for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to give a shout-out being a Raiders fan, though, but the Chargers and my boys from FSU, D-Hops, kicking the game winner with his blown out hamstring, Derwin James, Asante Samuels.
Yes.
It's hard. You know, I knew when they started rebuilding that team that they would be, a contender in that division. And obviously the Raiders, we thought that too, and we see where that is. Mm-hmm. But speaking with your tour too and FSU, have you already been there, or is that on your tour maybe coming up? And if so, do you have any good Tallahassee stories? And you being in NOLA last week, what are your top foods from Louisiana?
Well, Beck, man, you really digging deep here. So, yes, I was at Florida State last year, and we actually I probably spent 3 or 4 days at Florida State. I had an amazing time. Knowing that I spent so much time there last year, am I going to hit it this year? Not so sure. You know, like, I want to make sure that we can go ahead and spread the love. But I was able to connect with some amazing people. Dr. Pappas, what's up to my main man, Dr. Pappas? Shout outs to my friend, Mel DeMel, holding it down for FSU Special Olympics down in Tallahassee. And yeah, I make my way down there quite a bit. So hopefully sooner than later, back in. You want me to name
hopefully maybe I can catch up with you if I find that out ahead of time, because it ain't worth going up there for a football game, and we're not going to be producing much NFL talent anytime soon. But,
well, here, I'm going to give you a recommendation before I get down there. Hey, go look up Special Olympics Tallahassee at Florida State and go check that out first, okay? And then I'll come see you.
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right, do that. If you catch me at Tallahassee, it'll be for Special Olympics, and then we can make something happen. All right, Beck? And for my food in New Orleans, you think I could just name you three places?
No, I mean, like, maybe like a top six. I know you, I'm still new to the show. You're dropping top sixes, maybe a top six of, like, best foods or best places to eat, or I don't
know. I got you. Hey, Shep, I need to drop my top six New Orleans restaurants right now. Do I need to do that?
You might have to. Beck is very fervent about this conversation right now. So,
hey, Beck, what do you like to eat, Beck?
Well,
here we go.
I mean,
NOLA
seems like a home. I was there Mardi Gras pre-Katrina, and it just seems like a close, like, part of my heart. So I started learning how to cook jambalaya and etouffee and, you know, things like that. But crawfish, obviously, but banana foster.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for, first of all, making everybody hungry. And then second of all, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to tell you any of the places that I would run into. I'm going to give you go to Niao's. Okay. Go to Niao's, which is not in the French Quarter. And then if you want to do something touristy, go to Acme Oyster House. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's over here taking notes. But before you do that, go to FSU.
No, but, special. But I mean, foods, though. It doesn't matter where you go, though. I mean,
hey,
you're overall, obviously, your beignets. And,
hey, Beck, I'm not Julia Childs, man. This is not Yan Can Cook. I'm not Guy what's his name? Guy Fieri? What's that man's name?
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I don't know his name because I just know he has the funky hair. He goes to the basketball games.
Hey, don't forget about Emeril Lagasse now.
Yeah, I'm not Emeril. Emerald, he got restaurants all over the place. Hey, the Mannings. The Mannings have a place.
They don't have enough?
No, well, they have a restaurant down here, too. You know, but the dad is from there. They're from there, so he got a restaurant there. Is that okay, Beck? Can I stop talking about food now?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Hey, man, you guys keep doing the great job you guys are doing. Thanks for everything, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Beck. Beck made us all hungry. Shep, you hungry?
Yes, of course, after that conversation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, give me a top six food places in New Orleans. Whoa.
I also got a heart attack waiting to happen, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, goodness gracious. Tony's calling from Vancouver, Washington. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, I'm not going to pile on Russ, but...
Good.
It was time. I mean, him and Pete Carroll weren't getting along. Pete Carroll has a lot of pull in that organization. Him and John Snyder, they make all the decisions. Russ makes a lot of money. It's hard to put people around him. And he's worth something. I mean, they just rebuilt their line. They got Tariq Woolen, who's probably going to be the rookie defensive player of the year. They decided to go with Pete. Whether it works out, I don't know. You know, Russ isn't washed up. I have a little problem with that coach in Denver, but I think it was time. He's moving into his mid-30s. He's worth something. He makes a lot of money, and they made the decision to move on, and I think it was smart.
I agree. I don't think he's cooked, and thank you, Tony, for calling from Vancouver. I don't think he's cooked. I think he's in a new situation. I don't think he's the same quarterback that he used to be in regards to moving around and, you know, scrambling for 15, 20 yards, running outside the pocket. But he's not cooked. Chris is calling from Rhode Island. You get the last word. Quickly, Chris, quickly.
Yes, sir. I'd like to know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Have you seen his receivers, Chris? Have you seen the receivers and the line and the talent that is left and been
right,
hurt?
That's my point. Correct.
Yeah. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? He's upset. He's probably drinking some of that ayahuasca right now. Hey, Shep, if you have some of that, does it kick in? Like, what happens? You've never had any, right?
No, I'm a straight edge like it, JR. Huh? So I don't make enough money to waste it on that stuff.
It's a plan. It is straight edge. It's as straight as it can be, right?
That's what they say. I don't trust anything that comes out of that guy's mouth.
What, Aaron Rodgers? He should probably bottle up his own brand and sell it in South America.
He'd be good in Congress.
Hey, take it easy now.
I'm just being honest about that one.
Should we get
the politician, JR?
We need to get Herschel Walker and Aaron Rodgers on the same ticket.
Oh, God, what a mess of a debate that was. I mean, you talk about pulling out props at the wrong time, not to go down that rabbit hole, but my God.
Herschel Walker.
Hey, you see that?
Hey, listen, you saw what happened? Never mind. We're trying to cut down on concussions in the NFL. I'll leave it there. And we'll leave it there, Shep, right?
Yes.
Yes, we'll leave it there. Listen, folks, I'll be back with you tomorrow. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to everybody here at North Carolina State. Thank you to Miss Mindy. I can't wait to share my interview with Brian with you tomorrow. I've had an amazing time. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everybody involved. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me at JR Sport Brief everywhere. JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. But don't move, because coming up next is Amy Lawrence. Thank you, Shep. Thank you, Miss Mindy. Thank you, NC State. Wolfpack.
Adversity is challenging us right now.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start, sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start, sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today anywhere podcasts are found.